Hi, and welcome to Muhammad and Paige's discussion for chapters 3 and 4 for our stats benchmark. In this group presently is Muhammad Marzouk and Paige Wayman. First, we're going to talk about chapters 3 and 4, talk about, have a discussion about it, and then see, have a discussion and see if we have any conflicts, and answer some questions from the past chapters. And, for chapter 3, you want to start out, Paige, for chapter 3?
Chapter 3 is, the title is The Little Figures That Aren't There. And this chapter is about how items and statistical data are causing people to believe in false information due to the fact that industries are presenting false information to the public. And what Mr. Huff tries to get across and show is the process in which people use to create false data analysis. And in this chapter, Huff explains like sample data and how companies are using that small sample or those small trials to get across to get a good review out of their product and versus a large group. And with a large group, there would be a lot of trials that would vary, and so that's why smaller samples and smaller trials are good when testing out new products. So.
Yeah, these are interesting because if you think about it, when you look at like Coke, this is basically just like about like marketing ads and showing how we sample the right data of marketing ads, basically saying, this was tested 5-1 better than Pepsi was, but in that group you don't know if they paid off the people to say they liked Coke or they just basically lied and manipulated the data to show that Coke was better than Pepsi, but actually it wasn't better than Pepsi. One example that the author talks about was the Giselle norms, where Dr. Arnold Giselle stated that most kids sit erect by the age of 2. This immediately translates to a parent starting to think about his or her kid and deciding whether the kid is normal or not. What's missing is other forms of sources or information, like the research, to properly say, what is true, what is accurate about that statement, to really conflict on people. That really shows that, if a doctor publishes something and he takes like 6 kids and it shows this is how I got it, people are going to believe it, and that's kind of how statistics kind of lie in a way that happens. Paige, do you have any other comments about chapter 3?
No, I'm good.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's your favorite food to eat?
Broccoli.
Clearly you don't see a lot of broccoli commercials out there, but do you think if you saw a commercial saying, kids who eat candy over broccoli are happier? Would you eat candy rather than broccoli?
Yeah, I'll eat candy over broccoli because reviews say that candy tastes better than broccoli, so of course I'm going to eat candy more than broccoli.
Yeah, but isn't in real life, isn't broccoli healthier than candy and makes you healthy and happy?
It is, but people say they like candy more than broccoli. So if more people say, hey, I like candy more than broccoli, I'm mm-hmm. going to eat the candy because okay. I'm going to listen to the big population of people.
Yeah. Do you think this is a good strategy?